Good morning, and welcome my friends and fellow travellers. Welcome to Bristol on this most auspicious of occasions. On this bleak and breaking day, welcome to Bristol, in the year of our King, 1769. Sir George is sat on his throne, and England ain't what it was. Look about you, it's wonderful. This is Bristol in bloom and in all its brash abandon. Watch the fine-legged ladies and all the starched gentlemen as they take the air, gliding from shop to shop, carefree pursuers of delights, puff-powder gentry in all their finery. Watch all the traders adding coins to their belts and all the beggars in the shadows waiting for the coins to drop. A city at work it is. And now look up. See the grand skyline full of composed and sculptured balustrades, subtle awnings and delicate gables that frame the Bristol's fine horizons. Ah, it makes a poet of you, I swear. Isn't it wonderful? Take in this wondrous scene. Take in this air. Can you see me? Listen. As the chimes strike, the clock tower clinks, the lights go out, and the penny drops. Today is the last of all my days. Will you walk with me? Yes. Okay, my friends. Seek me out if you will. Let your eyes drop for a moment. Down here, here, behind the bars. Can you see me? I'm the gutter man, the jailed man, a man awaiting his own hanging. Can you see me? Oi, down here. Can you see me behind these shadows, behind these dank illuminations? It's not the place to stay in when visiting Bristol, I'll tell you. I'm sure all the rats keep keys to my cell. I'm sure they admit themselves every night to nestle in my hair and snore and scratch on my scalp till they sleep. It's cold too. Shiver me timbers, it's breezy. I reckon some shadowy lackey of the King creeps in and drips ice-cold drops of the River Avon into me breeches. Brrr, I'll almost be glad of the rope, I tell you. Come on, look about you. Go on, take it all in. The grandness of life. Life full of living and beauty and hope and ambition. It's wonderful. And now consider me, the scruffy, stinking pirate in the cellar. How did it come to this? I've sailed some 4,000 miles from Jamaica, through swarms of albatrosses and mobs of giant octopuses, and what do I get for all my adventuring? What treasures were awaiting Captain Black on his proud homecoming, I wonder? Sunk, that's what I got. Jailed, sunken, rotting, stored and forgotten under the glorious streets of Bristol. Well, forgotten till today, that is. Today they remember my name, and today they'll shout it out. Captain Black, Captain Black, up next for the rope. It's time to meet thy God. Can you hear them? The guards. They're calling me now. They're coming. It's my time. And so, my fellows, the long walk begins. On we go, onward and forward, and on till the end. We begin on Broad Street first. Here since the very beginning of the city, since the beginning of time, maybe. It's seen all Bristol's histories and hangings, it's seen the finest judges along its route, and I bet it's seen a trail of sorry scoundrels running throughout all these sneaky passageways. It's not a bad street, though. I mean, being that it's the last street I'll see, it's certainly grand enough, good enough for a rough pirate like me. I feel almost gay along its road, a prince of pirates, perhaps, with my own guard, a king of the road. Today, Broad Street is my domain, and it sees me along the way. And onward and upward and on to the end. Let's continue down this street. My, it's a pretty city, ain't it? Just look at these fine buildings, built from the money pouring off the ships, each stone paid for by the sweat of a sailor. You'd think they'd erect statues to us. You'd think they would welcome us with open arms, pirates and sailors alike. Maybe one day we'll be remembered by this city. Maybe one day they'll recognise our contribution. But there's no point grumbling now. I have an appointment to keep. Let's go. Let's go on, towards the Church of St. John. If it's open, you might like to rest a while and take a look inside. Maybe sneak a touch of holy wine from the good priest. When you're ready, we'll continue. Through the old city gates. Do you see the two kings carved in stone watching us along the way? Very nice. Goodbye, my kings. I'll soon be closer to God than even your divine souls. Now through the gates, and what do we have here? It's the docks, my docks. The route to the sea, my mother, my home. Ah, can you smell the sweat of the men? That exotic aroma breaking off their backs, the coffee and rum mingling in the air, the tea and spices whipping up from the stones. Ah, the smell of home. Listen to the clack and the crack of the yardarm as the good men hoist and trim the sails. Listen to the boom as the barrels are heaved into the streets of Bristol. Looks a pretty fair load today. I miss this scene, this canopy of sail ships. 100 masts and 1,000 sailors tired from their travels, but erect nonetheless, waiting for the morning when a new sea dawns. Ah, to be one of those merry sailors now, to be aboard one of those fine steeds of the sea. Ah, well, not today, my friends, never again. Let's walk on, onward and upward, and on to the end. Straight across, come on, cross this junction of traffic and head for the other side. Let's reach those Christmas steps with our heads held high, shoulders stern, and yes, proud. Let's climb them steps a proud man, a rambling pirate maybe, a rum-sodden sailor, true, a chaser of skirt and lots of merry lasses along the way, yes, but yet I think all the more a merry pirate for it. Let's cross this channel of ships and get on with it. Head towards St. Bartholomew, there sat on his horse, an exotic traveller much like myself. They say he took Christianity to Armenia in the first century and was made a saint. I took rum to the good people of Portsmouth, and for that I'm to be hung like a dog. Maybe if I'd have had it blessed, they would have thought more of me. And on we go, through this dank corridor, towards the Christmas steps. But wait, what's this here, behind these gates? Look through these ancient gates to your right. Here, a beheaded Madonna and child. Well, that's the last thing I needed to see on my way to the gibbet. They say it was Oliver Cromwell that took her poor head off during the Civil War. I wonder if I'll be feeling such illustrious arms around my throat this afternoon. I doubt it. But maybe you could all give Madonna's feet a quick rub for luck. You never know, a touch of luck might just set me free. And so, we arrive, the Christmas steps, the final climb. Phew, this will be a steep one. I never thought I'd have to put so much energy into my own hanging. Ah well, here we go, up the Christmas steps. One step, two step, three step, four. Captain Black will be no more. Five step, six step, seven step, eight. Captain Black's got his final date. Only another 76 steps to go. Keep up, my hearties. I'm not a religious man. Maybe I should have been. But I can't help but notice on these sad steps the absence of angels to lead me up. I can't help but notice the underwhelming lack of a shining light to guide me. What I do notice is the mud beneath my feet and the mangy dogs gnawing bones in the dark corners. I notice the harlots eyeing me up and down. I notice the crows gathering. I notice I am alone, my friends. It's a pity, but I don't feel any weight lifting from my shoulders. I don't feel God's mercy lifting me up. What I feel is the weight of the icy Bristol sky bearing down on me. I see the spires and the proud masts all sternly pointing me on and upward and on to the end, up and up to the gibbet. And from behind the windows of the warm cafes, I feel the condemning eyes of the fine ladies and gentlemen as they warm their hands around mugs of hot sugared coffee that I probably stole into this city. I hope they choke. Let's keep moving, nearly the top now. Soon we should find three kings to guide us. Why, there they are, at the top of the steps to the left, in the stained glass in the almshouse there. Let's take a look. Why, hello there, my three wise friends, watching over the old and the infirm in the old almshouse. That's not a bad little building to end your days in, is it? Look at them. Bath chairs and gin on the lawn. A buxom nurse to turn down your covers and rub you up and down? No, not a bad way to end your days at all. Maybe I could slip in there for a rest. Would they let me in them fancy gates? I doubt it. I don't want to either. Those sad old souls may be ending their days in comfort, but I lived my life in adventure. I've sailed the good life, ship-shape and Bristol fashion. I've sung, danced and fought on every continent, and I've outrun His Majesty's ships on every sea. But I suppose there comes a time when every good pirate has to lay anchor to sleep with the fishes. Ah, if only I could have been laid to rest in my beloved ocean instead of swinging in the air like some foul bird. But that's the sea life I chose, I suppose. You old almshouse dodgers, stay here with your wise men and your weak wine. I'm off to die as I lived, singing and swinging, my friends, swinging and singing. And on we go, across the road and up the steps, onward and up, and up and up to the top. 51 steps, 52, 53, 54, Captain Black will be dead as a door. 55 steps, 56, 57, 58, Captain Black's a fool to fate. Phew, they don't have to make a man work his way to the gibbet. These steps may as well go on all the way to heaven. Maybe they do. Whew, nearly at the top now. Just a few more rungs to go. I can almost see the gate at the top. Surely that'll be the end. Let's rest a while and take a look out. And there it is, the last scene I'll ever see. My hometown, Bristol. And ain't she splendid? Can you see the spires? There must be 100 of them. There's the cathedral, and over there, St. Mary on the Quay. And so many masts, too. Thousands. Can you see them through the smoke from the tobacco stores? A wondrous sight. And see there, far to the left there, beyond the chocolate ships coming from America, that's where I was born and raised. Even then I was one to go stealing the chocolate. I suppose I was a bad one right from the start, but that chocolate did taste good though. Well, I think we've seen enough. Let's get this thing done. Goodbye, Bristol. I loved you. Let's take this last flight of steps together. Cross the road and head up the little alley. Are you across this junction? Are you safe? Good. Be careful around here, my friends. These alleys are tight as you like. They're unsafe, believe me. Some shady parts and even shadier characters around here. Some where a man might hide and wait. Some where a man might hide a musket, maybe. A mighty fine place to lose oneself and the guards, I bet. I bet a whole gang of pirates might mingle in these alleyways and amongst this crowd and never be seen till it's too late. Now up the few last steps, around the iron railings, and here, at last, the church. What a wondrous and welcoming sight for a condemned man. Heaven's entrance. And so, my friends and fellow companions, here it is. Here is where I stop the life I lead. Here is where the devil reaches up and rips me down. Here is the end of Captain Black. If you like, take a moment to look about you. Take a wander around the church. You've been good friends and fellow travellers seeing me along my way. I hope you've enjoyed your little adventure, and I'm only sad it has to come to such an abrupt end. But wait, what's that sound? A scuffle, a shot. My men, woohoo, boys, good to see you. Fight like the pirates you are. Come on, boys, cut me down before they string me up. Come on, boys, come on, to the sea, and on, and forever and free. Run, boys, run, free I be, free, free, free.